Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. The headlines. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Brave Warriors of Namibia will at 2 p.m. Cameroon time clash in their D5 fixture of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. It is a must-win match for the host Namibia. Yaoundé is ready to host the 9th edition of the national games known as Dixiat, according to the organizers who examined 10 infrastructures to host the sports jamboree that will feature more than 1,000 athletes from all the 10 regions of the country. Those were our headlines. Now the news in full. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon take on the Brave Warriors of Namibia at 2 p.m. Cameroon time today in Johannesburg, South Africa, in their fifth game in the run-ups to the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. The team arrived at the match venue only yesterday and will play after just one training session in Yaoundé, despite some administrative difficulties that greatly delayed their departure from Yaoundé yesterday. The players are determined for the best in today's encounter with Namibia. Details with our special envoy to Johannesburg, Simon Yunga.
For the Indomitable Lions, whose late arrival changed the usual pre-match protocol, the match preparatory meeting and passport controls have been scheduled for this morning, while the team will play this afternoon without a single training session out here in Johannesburg. Yesterday, 22 players left Yaoundé, while Nicolas Brice Mumingamale traveled straight from Moscow to the match venue. On board the special Cameco flight from the Simalen International Airport, the atmosphere was convivial, while the players made known their intentions to fully engage the game, despite the fact that Team Cameroon is already qualified. The objective is to keep the top position in Group J, but most of all, work on team cohesion and continue building the team nucleus. Coach Mark Brice will certainly make some changes from his usual lineup, with the notable absences of Carlos Baleba, Brian Bemo, and Frank Zamboangisa. The return of Christopher Wu after his injury in Yaoundé against Kenya further compacts the defense line, with Jean-Charles Castelletto and Enzo Boyomo having much to play for. Upon arrival, the team was received at the airport by a happy crowd of fans who sounded elated to see their football ambassadors.
I'm very happy to receive my brothers from Cameroon, the Lions in South Africa. Most of those players, I've not been seeing them one-to-one. I have taken pictures with some of them to be with them, because for the way I saw the players, they're in one spirit.
Supervising the arrival at the airport and installation at their Sandton 5-star facility was the Cameroon High Commissioner to South Africa, His Excellency Solomon Azombi.
Welcome to them, and I express the hope that they will have a beautiful match. I had a very simple word for them. We believe in them. And when they believe in you, you deliver the goods, right? We know they will deliver the goods. Now, it's not only us Cameroonians who believe in them. All of Africa believes in them.
This Wednesday's game will kick off at 2 p.m. Cameroon time at the Orlando Pirates Stadium. Simon Leonga reporting on special assignment in Johannesburg for CRTV News.
Despite the fact that the Indomitable Lions didn't have enough time to train for today's match, sports journalists Biwa Brian and Ndewa Fabrice are confident that they will beat Namibia. Take a listen.
It is true that this is a game that doesn't really has any stakes. This is an opportunity for Cameroon to be able to navigate, test other hypotheses. Who can play there when Brian Bwemo is not there? Who can hit the midfield when Zamboangisa is not there? Who can fit in very well to make those plays when Carlos Baleba is not there? That should be objective number one of today's encounter. But notwithstanding, I think that the fact that we've already qualified doesn't mean that we should put aside all our efforts in today's game, because this game is going to help us first in the FIFA rankings and next to prepare us for the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Record that after this international break, this is going to be the last international break for this year. Immediately when we get into 2025, we have no international break before the continuation of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. So in as much as many people will say that we should lay low, I think that we shouldn't go too low. At the same time, still prepare for the upcoming World Cup qualifiers.
They really have what it takes to face this kind of a situation. It's true that they had a lot of issues due to the scheduling of the game, traveling issues from here to Johannesburg in South Africa. They had a lot of issues. They have proven so well that they can handle this kind of difficulties. They did that in Kampala against Kenya. They did that in Garowa against Namibia after the issues that were linked to the stadium, Wahala, and all the rest. So I think that the Lions will come out victorious and strong. The group is mentally strong, and we have players who are coming in to prove that they deserve to be there and all the rest. So I think it's going to be a good game, and the Lions will come out strongly with a victory, at least a victory at the Orlando Stadium. It's also important to note that Namibia is good. They have lost their four opening matches, but they want to prove against the Lions that can. But believe you me, that the Lions have this under control.
And we say courage to them, Alili Leon. In the other group, Liberia will play against Togo, while Chad will take on Sierra Leone. The Confederation of African Football has selected Cameroon's Rodrigue Meunier-Pelé and Mbito Janot-Franck to participate in the African Nations Championship CHAN referee preparatory course in December. The event will include a total of 65 African referees who will undergo rigorous training to enhance their skills and prepare them effectively for the 2025 CHAN that will take place in Uganda, Kenya and Tanzania. The course will run from December the 4th to the 9th of 2024, with the objective of ensuring that the referees are adequately equipped to officiate the upcoming tournament. In the Northwest region, Nkwen FC yesterday visited the Nkwen Palace to present their trophy from the 2024 Bamenda Pre-Season Solidarity Tournament. The regional league side were crowned champions of the competition after beating elite side Young Sport Academy by a score of 1-0 in the final over the weekend. The competition, which featured 8 teams, including 4 from the regional league and 4 elite teams, was marked by the withdrawals of Bafmeng United and FC of Bamenda. After the competition, the Secretary General of FECAFOOT Northwest, Ndi Sibom Elvis, said the competition was aimed at preparing their teams for the elite championship. Let's listen to him.
To ensure that our clubs are ready ahead of their respective championships. We have so far seen how the coaches have been able to rotate their formations, and we have arrived at this level. A regional side winning this particular tournament means that our clubs still have a long way to go. But the most important thing of a tournament as such is not to win. It's actually to see how you can vary your players, especially taking into consideration the fact that more than 15 new players were being recruited by all of the clubs that were here. At the end of this tournament, we think it's been successful, but we have one obstacle. We're hoping that we can end this tournament at least a week to the start of the 81 and 82 championships, which at this moment we don't see that feasible. The first challenge we had was that we had limited time to prepare for the tournament. We did not perfectly draft the internal rules and regulation of the tournament. We did not have the requisite finances to run the tournament, so we had to go extra mile to ensure that the tournament plays to the end.
Away from football, the local organizing committee of the upcoming 9th edition of the national games known as Dixiat say Yaounde is ready to host more than 1,000 athletes from the sports jamboree that will run from the 11th to the 21st of December 2024. The Secretary General at the Center Region's Governor's Office, Simon-Pierre Essil, on behalf of his boss, the Governor of the Center Region, who doubles as the President of the local organizing committee and the Deputy General Coordinator of the Dixiat, David Ojong, made the statement yesterday after visiting 10 infrastructures that will host the event. Harrison Ashutiku covered that exercise and puts together this report.
The Deputy General Coordinator of the 9th edition of the National Games, in the company of the Secretary General at the Central Governor's Office, exchanging there with officials of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education in charge of the maintenance of the two annex of the Olembe Stadium. The focus of the exercise is to ensure that the facilities can host the athletes for the Dixiat. The same evaluation was carried out with satisfaction at the Mfandena Gymnasium, the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex, and the Ngwaekele Stadium, as underlined by the Deputy General Coordinator of the event, David Ojong.
What we're looking for is to see if we don't have major works to carry out to make the site conducive for the organization of the event. Those who are in charge of these sites are taking good care of them, and we're sure that by the time we get here on the 10th of December, everything will be ready.
Lodging facilities were also inspected with the coordinator of the Logistic and Restoration Commission, Odette Ngulu, highlighting that they have chosen the best hotels for the athletes. At the end, The Secretary General at the Governor's Office, Simon Pierre Etsile, promised to report the few challenges to his boss, the Governor of the Central Region, Nasere Paul Bia, who doubles as the President of the Local Organizing Committee.
We came to see which kind of leap accommodations that we can put in place related to hygiene and sanitation. We are all satisfied of all that we have seen.
The ninth edition of the National Games, known as Dixiad, will witness the participation of more than 1,000 athletes from the 10 regions of the country.
That was the sports news package brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Matin de la CRTV.